Do you even have any ammo? Okay.
Welcome back, everybody, to the...
Good job, Bonehead.
Yes, welcome back, everybody, to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
Hey, I am also one of your hosts, Kelly, and together we're the greatest mother and son podcast duo in the planet Earth.
Exactly.
Not in the universe, but just planet Earth.
Just planet Earth. We're not cocky. We're very humble. Just the planet Earth.
Exactly.
We're here to discuss our top three moments from season 6, episode 10 of The Walking Dead. The episode was entitled The Next World. The episode was directed by Carrie Skoglund.
Good job, Carrie.
I think
she did amazing.
Oh, I thought you were giving me a good job on pronouncing her name.
No, she did amazing.
She did. She did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. I was not aware okay, first things first, I saw something on the internet and it said that somebody directed this episode, and I thought it was Corey Skoglund, and I thought it was a dude, and then I found out, okay, it's Carrie, and that she also directed Fear the Walking Dead, episode 4 and 5.
Right. This is her first Walking Dead.
Yes, directorial debut for the big show.
Oh, I know. My God. I also had an uncle named Carrie.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, it's a guy's name, too.
Yeah, it's normally, C-A-R-E-Y or something, but hers is spelled K-A-R-I. She did an absolutely phenomenal job, so hats off to her. I've been reading probably not every review for this one, because this, to me, wasn't a very controversial episode in the sense of I think it was universally loved.
Right.
I don't know very many
people that we actually want to be friends with.
Exactly. For sure. Even the guy that writes for IO9 that wrote the scathing review.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is controversial.
Okay. One half of the podcast thinks he's a dick.
No, I don't think
he's a very good writer.
Oh my God.
You called it out. You said it when he was a dick.
No,
so
I'm sorry. No, it's just, it's usually the beginning of the conversation that is a real dick move.
Yeah, no, I
and then he starts going and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. I see where you're going.
He actually said that he loved this episode. So,
oh good.
So fantastic job, Carrie. The episode, a fantastic job as well, was written by Angela King and Corey Reed. Just a fantastic job directing, writing this episode, the editing,
the acting,
the stunt choreography. I mean, just all around blew the doors off of this episode. I've watched it 3 times now.
So?
Hasn't missed a beat.
So?
It's still perfect.
I mean, are you bragging? Do you think that no one else has watched it 3 times?
No, I'm saying I've watched it 3 times. And
I know, it's good every time.
Hasn't gone down. You know, normally you see a little bit of drop off.
Right.
After this, I will say after the second time, the second to the third viewing, you may start to wane a little bit. But
it depends on the episode.
Yeah, definitely depends on the episode and how well it was directed and written. But this one, not at all. Just, I think I actually like it more the third time than the first time. I think this is going to go down for me as one of the best Walking Dead episodes of all time. I think it's probably in my top three.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just have to tell you something real quick.
Okay, yeah.
So I get these little collectible Funko toys that are my new favorites because they're the mystery minis.
Yes.
And I've got some series 2 boxes that I've had around for months that I haven't opened up. And I thought, well, it'll be fun. While I'm sitting here waiting to podcast, I'm going to open these up. I opened 2 boxes. I shit you not, I got Michonne and Rick.
And, oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. And
that is faked.
I know. Michonne is one in 144 boxes of me getting her.
Wow.
Yeah, and the Rick, well, unfortunately, Rick's a little more common. He's 2 in 24, but I don't have either of them.
That's incredible. That's pretty freaking awesome. And just in case, if you're like,
I'm going to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timestamp that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't know how to do that on your phone, but you can.
I know how.
Oh, well, you're way more tech smart than I am.
Of course I am.
Definitely
good
don't
God.
Know how to timestamp anything on a cell phone picture. I'm not that technologically inclined, apparently.
Okay, so. I'm setting them up. I mean, obviously, you can hear they keep falling on their face. Please, when you look at this picture, ignore the dust.
I've been in that room where you podcast. That
it's a dusty room.
It's a dust bowl. But there's certain rooms that just happens. Like I don't know if it's the texture of the desks that you have in there, or
I don't know, or the fact whatever. That this is where the dog sleeps.
Yeah, that could be that. Very true. Well, I wanna play something really quick for everybody that's listening to the podcast.
You're going to play the whole thing?
No. Okay. I'm not going to play the whole thing. And it's not going to be fancy. I'm literally playing it off of my phone. I don't.
That is fancy.
I got to get this mixer situation fixed. But I'm about to play something, and then we're going to discuss it.
Trying to spoil a lot of shit here.
Yeah. No,
zombies.
Do you know what? That's I'm with you on that. That's what I want it to be. I want Michonne and Rick to get together.
Wow. Oh. There it is.
You heard that foot. That is a total.
She might fucking.
I mean.
Oh my God.
You just get so much emotions and chills by listening / watching this video. The video is, what is it? It's 101 reasons
to love Rick Michonne.
Michonne, but Rick and Michonne.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing about this video is that it's not timely. It's not like this individual posted this today or, you know, this week or last week or anything. This was posted last year on June 19th, 2015, by Peeta Mellark.
Really? Do you think that's a real name?
I don't know. If somebody's apparently a fan of The Hunger Games, I mm-hmm. think. So, but yeah, it's an amazing, amazing video. We posted it on our Facebook page. It's The Walking Naked on Facebook. You can go watch it there if you haven't seen it. Somehow this only has 38,000 views. It should have
I'm million probably
views.
Half of those.
Yeah, it is just phenomenal. And we do our top three. And let's face it, everybody, the number one thing, moment.
For both of us.
Discussion, topic for this week's episode is Rick and Michonne getting together. So how did you feel after you watched the video?
You mean the 101 reasons?
Yeah, especially after watching this episode.
Oh, well, obviously, because it doesn't it at the very end? Does it not have them at the end together?
No. That's what I'm saying. This was created almost a year.
I know. I see what you're saying, but I thought they updated it or something. I don't know.
No.
I got to the end of that video, and I mean, I was just crying. Apparently, I'm just a big ball baby for one. But it was super awesome. And I also found this timeline list online just a little while ago of their relationship and how, you know, because some people are thinking that this is just something that just suddenly happened.
Yeah.
And it obviously, you know, from the video, you can see that it's not. But
it's been a very slow burn in actuality, right. I think. I mean, mm-hmm. especially after you watch that video. I mean, we've been podcasting about the show for three seasons. Well, no, since season three. And we've noticed subtle nods and hints and just very subtle things that have transpired between Rick and Michonne for the last four seasons now. Not four seasons, since season three. So,
well, okay, wait a minute. Let me just say, let me clarify here. Didn't we do Walking Dead segments in a podcast that we started earlier? Did we not?
But it's been since season three.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we started in season three, basically.
All right.
But what were you going to say about that article?
The article is really neat, and it actually came from Reddit, and I'll forward it on to you. It's just this timeline breakdown of every time, basically, that there was somewhat of a pivotal scene with Rick and Michonne.
Yeah.
Or Michonne and Carl, you know, just to bring them together, the building of them as a family. Like, just for a fact, the fact that Michonne showed up right after Lori died.
Yeah.
And that she brought formula for Judith. So immediately, even though it was her way of trying to get in to the group, she still immediately was being set up as a mother figure.
Yeah, taking care of his kids immediately with that formula. Yeah, and I mean, it was an intense meeting. The only reason why I remember it so vividly right now is because I just watched that 101 Reasons video, but it shows that initial meeting between the two of them when Michonne walks up to the prison and she kind of holds her hand on the prison fence and Rick just stares at her. Like this super, I mean, at the time,
just thinking about it.
Yeah. At the time it wasn't like a, ooh,
it wasn't sexual, but
it
sure feels like it now.
Yeah. Now when you look back at it, it puts a whole new lens perspective on it. I mean, it's every single thing that happened between the two of them. Just it's kind of like the spotlight shined on it like now. So, it's amazing. That moment in this episode was, yeah, I don't understand. I did read a review where the writer was saying that it took them by surprise. I don't know. I'm sure also that writer probably writes a lot of reviews for a lot of other TV shows. It's not like us where we, you know, watch the episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, 20 times or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And we notice a lot of these little tiny things that are, these little tiny seeds that have been planted in the past. Because for me, it was one of the most well-earned moments that we've seen thus far in the show. I think it's fantastic. I was really surprised by in this day and age, especially with all the news and the crazy stuff that we see go down, that there wasn't a lot of backlash, which was very nice to see because, you know, this is a interracial couple on The Walking Dead. But I don't know. I don't even know how you can see it that way. Like, it's just two people getting together that I think are perfect for each other.
At the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are. I mean, they're the ultimate power couple. I did see a little bit on Facebook, and everybody on Facebook, anytime there was somebody that had anything negative to say, man, it was like, I felt sorry. And I was very happy that those people were hiding behind social media so that they weren't actually being killed by these groups of people that wanted to kill them.
Yeah.
But there wasn't, you're right, there wasn't a lot of it.
No, surprisingly so, which is a good thing. That's good. I'm glad that's the case and everything. But I think, I mean, if you were just a casual viewer of The Walking Dead and you were weird, maybe you would have something to say about it. But if you've been watching the show since season one, and especially since Michonne came onto the show, yeah, you would realize that it was so well earned, and the fact that this was what was so amazing and beautiful about the episode. Sorry, I'm losing my voice here. I don't know if I'm getting choked up because of
it's probably the choking
from,
up.
From that
yes.
video.
Yeah.
But that's how you know that this episode was so well directed and so well written. Whenever they actually hook up, the fact that they're smiling and laughing and giggling, it's that feeling that you get whenever you first hook up with somebody that you've been into for a very long time and you've been friends with them and you're like, I don't know what the hell this is that's going on right now, but I'm really liking it and let's continue doing this, but I'm seeing you naked for the first time, so I'm going to giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
It was great. It was just so amazing.
It was funny because I watched it when I first watched it. That couch scene, I was watching more from, you know, from the angle of Michonne. So this time I got to concentrate a little bit more on Rick's facial expressions. And he's looking at her before they even, I think, I can't remember if they'd actually kissed yet or not, but you're right. I mean, he had this silly grin on his face. It was actually, I think it was before they kissed. It was a knowing grin. But it was, it was just so sweet. It was just so, you know, you're my partner. You're my best friend. This is awesome. I'm getting to do this with my best friend. It was a great scene. But you're right. The smiling and giggling part of it did it for me.
Yeah, I'm glad that. I don't know. I would assume that was probably written in as far as that's the tone that they were looking to go for. But I'm glad they went with that. Because, you know, a lot of love scenes, when it's their first love scene, that they, the first time that a couple gets together, sometimes in movies, TV shows, or whatever, and it's like, it's awkward, but in an awkward way, not in an awkward, fun way. And it was good that this was not in an awkward, like, yeah, creepy way or anything like that.
Right.
Like, oh, this is, you know, they didn't have that moment in the show where they're like going at it hardcore because they've had this like pent up frustration of not actually getting to do this that they've been wanting to do for so long, and then that's when they throw each other against the wall, that kind of stuff. I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Yeah.
For this first time that these two are getting together.
Thank goodness. I mean, you know, Michonne for sure has been alone for a really long time. Rick, I mean, yes. I don't know how much he and Jesse did. You know, I don't think we ever really know that, do we?
No, I don't think so. But yeah, it didn't look like they got very far.
No, it just felt like kissing a little bit, making out in the garage.
Yeah.
But you know, Michonne, God, we have never seen her kiss anybody. You know, there was question. It was kind of questionable of her and Andrea. You know, we felt like that there was something going on there.
I forgot all about that. You did get kind of a little weird vibe that something was going on there when we first initially met. Whenever Michonne came onto the show, because she cared so much for Andrea initially.
Well, and you know, I mean, why would she hate the governor so much too? You know, it's like, fuck your eye out, you bastard.
Oh, that's totally right. I completely forgot how nice Michonne, or how the governor was so nice to Michonne.
Yes.
And she's like, F you, man. I hate your face.
Exactly.
You're trying to take my girl over here.
All right. So, I always had that vibe. But still, it's been quite a while. So
yeah, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time to go when, you know, you're young.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes. And, full of vigor and all those good
piss
things.
And vigor, as the kids say. Piss and vigor.
Vigor?
Vinegar. Maybe it's piss and vinegar.
I think piss and vinegar, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
I mean, if you're full of piss and vigor, I mean, that could be good too, I guess.
Either way, it's good. I think it means the same thing, right?
As long as you're full of piss and it's not like just coming out at all, at all times of the day, you're good.
Why would they ever? And I got that saying from your grandfather,
piss
and vinegar. What does that mean? They're both gross.
I mean,
how is that a good thing?
I guess they're piss and vinegar. Maybe they're sour.
They are sour. So,
you want to get rid of them? You got a sour attitude.
So you want to get rid of them?
No, I don't think you. Well, yeah, you want to get rid of them.
I don't know.
In a frustrated way. Like, I'm going to beat this guy up because I'm full of piss and vinegar. I'm full of nasty things.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on piss and vinegar.
Please. Please.
Or piss and vigor, either one, whichever one you want to decide to talk to us about, let us know. Okay, well, we just had to get that out there. If you haven't watched that video, go do it. Ball your eyes out. It was such an amazing video. And after watching the episode, it means so much more. I don't know which one you do first. Well, hopefully you've already watched the episode if you're listening to us right now. So now you can just...
Oh, dang. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. They got hooked up this week, and that's it.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our actual top three for the week.
Okay. All right. Let me move mine around a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, situate it, because I know that was your true number one. I was going to let you have that one because I knew that... I was like, okay, there's no way that Kelly's not going to pick that as her number one this week.
Of course, so. And I go first, so yes. You would have had to change yours, and you would have looked like an idiot.
Exactly, because I had something lame compared to your awesome number one. So.
Exactly, so you were doing the preemptive strike.
yes.
All right, let's see. So, okay, I get it now. All right, I got the new
All right.
top three. All right, my number three was the humor of the episode. I mean, just, it was a a buddy road trip for me. The road trip music, the playfulness, not only just between Rick and Daryl, but I mean, Rick and Michonne and Rick, Carl and Michonne. And, you know, I mean, all that, the playfulness was great. The, you know, it's my gun, you know, just, it was all, it was great. I love the humor.
No, I agree. I think we talked about it in our instant cast that this was probably the funniest episode of The Walking Dead ever. I don't know if we'll ever get an episode like this again. So
probably not. In about
gotta
six,
really enjoy it.
Six seasons. Yeah. Another one.
Yeah, I guess probably, let's think really hard about it. What was another episode of The Walking Dead that was funny?
Really? There's been little bits and pieces, obviously some moments with Eugene, like him watching as Abe and Rosita got it on.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny and creepy.
Yeah, whenever they had the well walker and Glenn had to go down there and get it.
Yeah, they did.
There was some humorous moments.
Exactly. Let's see. Man, we don't get a look.
Glenn meeting Rick for the first time.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, dumbass.
But in an episode, and even in this episode, it's weird because I don't know if... I don't want to ruin it for you in case you have this in your top three, but I don't really have any of the serious moments in my top three, and it was almost kind of weird having them in the episode, but it...
Okay, well, I do have a serious
moment. All right, well, I'll let you speak on it here in a second, but right. Yeah, you're right. The funny in this episode was fantastic, so...
Okay, what's your three?
Okay, well, my three theme as well...
Did I kill yours?
No. You didn't kill mine. No, I didn't kill it at all. I mean, it's in the same, vein, yes. So my number three, Rick and Daryl meet Jesus. Such an epic moment on the show, especially for comic book fans, because we've been waiting for this character to come along for quite some time now. And
yeah, but who knew he was going to be so freaking hot?
The ladies definitely are going to like that guy. Tom Payne. He's a good-looking fellow, that's for sure. The Walking Dead, they do a great job of casting good-looking people. It's almost like they've taken that CW philosophy on how they cast their people.
Smart, very smart.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched a CW show where there's not ridiculously good-looking people. So, but yeah, Rick and Daryl meeting Jesus for the first time. I loved every moment of that. I love the fact that he just kind of, he casually runs up behind Rick and you don't know what he's doing. And I didn't even notice it the first time I watched it that he was snatching his keys and he used the old, you know, the bump and steal method, which is a very nice pickpocket move. And just the fact that he's just like, you know, easy guys, I was just running from the dead. Like it's so casual. He's just running away from the dead. No big deal. And I love how Daryl just initially gives him so much shit. And when Rick starts to ask him the three questions and Daryl's like, this guy, it was just great. I loved it so much. And then whenever he, you know, uses the firecrackers to distract Rick and Daryl, and they didn't have to do anything in that scene. Like after that happened, like he could have just took the car and ran off. But the fact that he yells out, sorry, just made it that much better. And then of course Rick and Daryl, they're just like, shit. It was a perfect meeting.
It was a great
introduction of a beloved comic book character, and I think now he'll be a beloved TV character as well.
It may take people, well, not this week.
Yeah, maybe not this week,
but next week,
but in the future. Yeah.
Okay, my number two, I did go serious for one, and that was Carl's gift to Spencer. I thought that was pretty touching. And we talked about this in our instant cast, was just the idea that, you know, only Carl, he would be the only one that was left alive anyway, that, you know, that we know of, that knew what it was like to have to kill your mom, and that it should be somebody that loves you, that puts you down. So, you know, leading Deanna to Spencer was a very grown-up move, and I like how much Carl is growing up. Because I will say, we watch a lot of TV shows where there's teenagers that just bug the crud out of us. And Carl has been one of those in the past, but he's moving past that for me.
Yeah, so. He definitely has. I finally got around to watching The Talking Dead, and Nathan Fillion was talking about that same thing that you're discussing.
Uh-huh.
The fact that if Carl was giving to us, you know, if we had, you remember on the playground whenever you're about to play kickball or basketball or whatever, hopscotch, whatever you're about to play, and you got to pick teams, and there was always that one kid that you're like, damn it. He's always the last person, or she's always the last person. And you have to pick them, and you're like, we're going to lose. We're automatically going to lose now. And that used to be Carl, but that's no longer Carl anymore. Like, he could be a first round pick to your zombie killing team.
Yeah.
And you would be okay with that. You might even say that you would love that.
Except for his depth perception.
Okay, if it's a walker that, you know, he's not quite so sure how far away it is.
Yeah.
But the good thing is Carl is typically shoot first, ask questions later.
That's true, but the problem is will he see exactly, you know,
is it his right eye or his left eye? I can't remember. Which one is shot?
His right eye.
I can't remember at this point anymore. But
I'm trying to think.
Just stay on the other side of that eye.
Okay.
Just make sure, you know, always have to be in a formation.
Yeah.
And Carl with the messed up eye, that messed up eye's got to be on your strong side.
Or find somebody else that's got an opposite messed up eye.
There you
and
go.
Put the two of them together.
Yes.
And so they could be a perfect
team. Together, they're the perfect team with two eyeballs. I love all the memes, though, that came out of Michonne and Rick hooking up, and it's like, Carl, close your eye.
I know, God. It's so evil. It's so evil.
Oh, but they're so good, though. So
but I do love how quickly he's healed. That's nice. And this didn't make my top anything, but it was just so adorable when Carl and Michonne are on the porch and Carl is, you know, explaining to Michonne why he didn't kill Deanna, that he's, you know, saved her for that, for Spencer to do. And Judith is staring at Michonne with these big eyes, and they look like they're brown. I don't know what color they are. They're just, oh my gosh. It was just like, oh, this is the sweetest and cutest baby ever, which is kind of neat because we didn't like Judith for a long time either. So
I wouldn't go so far as to say I like Judith.
Come on. She's the best child ever.
She is a very good child actor these days.
She never complains.
She's very good.
And she's adorable.
We don't have any of these situations anymore with her whining or you know, crying or anything.
Yeah,
thank
where she
God.
Like, she needs food. Oh, yeah. Boo. You know, or a diaper change. Boo boo, you know. I mean,
yeah. I do not want that moment to come up in The Walking Dead where somebody dies on the show because they're freaking changing out dirty diapers.
I don't, you know, I mean,
we already had that moment on the show.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, Tyrese, they already had that. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think we had it. We basically almost had it twice with baby Judith because of crazy Lizzie.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So, yeah, I don't want to see that anymore, which that's another thing. This isn't our top three, and this is an annoying thing. But since we were talking about Carl, I don't get why they keep doing that on the show where they see the walker coming up and then the two have an argument. And then they turn their back to the walker, and then the walker attacks them. Stop that. Cut that out.
Yeah.
Don't need that. It wasn't even needed.
Well, especially at this point.
Yeah.
Our people are a little smarter than that.
Exactly.
So,
luckily it didn't, it was quickly dispatched. Like Deanna, it was knocked her on her butt. So it wasn't like a tense moment for very long at all. Like, so I was thankful for that. I think that they'd notice like, oh, okay. Yeah. We've kind of gone to that well a few too many times. We don't need to do it full on. And, you know, all of a sudden Enid's in trouble and Carl's got to, you know, do some drastic move to save her or anything. It was just boom, you're done. Sit your butt down, Deanna. Spencer's about to kill you. So,
well, nice.
Hey, I would do the same for you because, as we said on our instant cast, I love you.
Exactly. All right. So what's your number two?
My number two is Rick and Daryl find Jesus.
Wait a minute. I thought you already said that.
Oh, what did I say first?
You said Rick and Daryl find Jesus. You already said it.
No. They meet Jesus. Yeah, mine is a theme of coming together with Jesus.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
I gotcha.
So Rick and Daryl find Jesus. Okay. They had lost Jesus, but then
they
found it.
Find Jesus.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, they're like, I will find you, Jesus. I mean,
it's a common theme. People will meet Jesus, they lose Jesus,
and then they find
Jesus again.
And then they're like, man, I don't know about this Jesus, dude. I'm about to lose his ass again.
Yeah, so, yes. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, so that's my number two, is they find Jesus, and then we get to see Jesus's full-blown Matrix Neo Morpheus style badass karate.
Oh God,
it was sweet.
It was way sweet. Dude has some moves. I picked Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I want Jesus on my team right now. Like, I mean, he is a badass and a half. I love that scene. Not only because of the sweet karate moves, but the fact when they get him down, and I even mentioned this in the Instacast.
He
definitely smiled, because I think he's having fun. He's finding that these two, Rick and Daryl, are rivals of his, like that they're equals and
right,
could help
right,
him.
Right.
You know, I think his wheels are spinning already. I mean, because I don't think that Jesus is going to be bad. I just don't.
No,
I mean,
I don't think he is either. His eyes are too pretty and blue.
He's just too darn cute.
He is. He's too cute. You
We've
can't
already
be...
seen that. That's
oh,
not the case.
Okay. That's true. Sorry, I should shut my mouth.
Saw how evil Gareth was.
Yeah, that's true. His eyes weren't blue. They were brown.
They were brown. They were poop brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that was it. But that moment. The do you even have any ammo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I scream every time. I'm like, yeah, that was badass. It's so right. It was.
I watched it in slow motion. They did let Rick
shoot first.
Yep. Oh. Just a hair first.
Did Han shoot first or not? Yeah. Rick got to shoot first.
Yes, he got to shoot first. So
as he should.
All right.
We're just living in it.
It's so true.
Oh,
are you?
Okay. Before we move on, did you have a question about that?
No.
Oh, I just have to ask you, because I didn't notice this until my third viewing. Was that a version of Oats in the Water that played as they drove off?
Oh, I don't know.
And you remember the Oats in the Water song, right?
No.
I mean, that was our jam.
Was it?
Oh, that was everybody's jam. Like, that was the jam blam blam.
Well,
that was this shit.
Okay.
I can't play too much so we don't get sued.
No, that's all right. No one's listening.
Yeah, exactly. We can do whatever the hell we want. You don't remember this song?
Hang on. Oh. Of course I remember that song.
Okay. Yeah, go back again and watch as Rick and Daryl drive off. It sounds like that little... musical
riff.
Yeah, that riff at the beginning. It sounds like that, but it sounds like it's kind of been sped up or just slightly altered to be in a little bit more playful way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounded very much like Oats in the Water. Maybe I'm just crazy, but
I think you might be crazy, because I thought I looked up that second song that they played.
They don't play it's not a full song. Like,
okay,
you don't hear any words. It's just literally like of maybe 5 seconds or 5 to 10 seconds of them driving off, because then they do play the fun song. Then they get back into the fun stuff, the honky tonk folk music stuff that I absolutely loved. I mean, that was one of my side notes. Was like, Rick has some excellent music taste.
Daryl didn't seem to think so,
which is so weird. I'm like, okay, Daryl's the redneck of the group,
right?
What does Daryl listen to? What is Daryl's musical taste?
Led Zeppelin. No, not even Led Zeppelin. Ted Nugent. That's it.
Ted Nugent?
That's who I think.
Nuge.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that seems... I mean, I could see Ted Nugent singing one of those songs.
Oh, yeah. Ted Nugent's pretty cool, actually.
No, Ted Nugent's great.
Yeah.
As far as I don't know about personal life or anything, but musical-wise, he's badass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I feel like he likes Metallica.
What would be on his iPod?
Let us know.
Yeah.
It's on Daryl's iPod.
Crud. I had a question, but now I can't remember what it is. Oh, no, I know. I remember what it was. That the scene that I think after viewing The Talking Dead, I feel like we got a lot of it cut out, which was a shame because they kept talking about, you know, the wild stunt with Jesus on the truck.
Yeah.
Well, we got a second of that stunt.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot. We didn't get to see a whole lot of it.
I didn't even know that. I didn't think it was a practical stunt. It didn't seem practical to me. I thought it could be, I mean, very easily faked. It wasn't.
No.
But.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen them actually drive up and then him fly off. You just kind of got to see the fly off moment.
Right. Right.
It's still pretty flipping sweet. So.
Yeah.
Are you trying to steal my number one here, Punk?
Oh God, sorry. No, but that's okay because you stole all of mine. So let's go to my number one. My number one was just the arrival of Jesus. Okay, you see, you had meeting. Meeting and finding Jesus, and mine was Jesus's arrival. Just that he arrives in the TV show. So. Which I was super excited about because obviously we have been waiting for a while for him. Well, there's one part that I'm not going to say it just in case I don't want to run on top of your number one. I'll bring it up if you don't bring it up.
I doubt I will.
Okay.
Yeah, go right ahead.
The fact that we've got the go ahead, do yours.
Okay, all right. Okay, my number one is...
No, wait, I'm going to do mine again. No, I'm kidding.
Don't make me stab you through this microphone. Straight stab you through the stab. Yes, I'm going to stab you through the stab through this Skype connection right now.
All right.
All right, my number one is Jesus rides a car.
Okay.
Jesus is doing all sorts of cool things in this episode.
Yeah, this is all about Jesus.
It is. It's all about Jesus, and rightly so, because Jesus is awesome and Jesus is badass. This episode is What Would Jesus Do? A whole lot of cool shit. But yeah, I loved it. You were just talking about it, the behind the scenes that you got on The Talking Dead. I thought it was a really cool stunt, somewhat maybe unbelievable that he got on top of the car, but I don't give a shit. It was awesome. I loved it. And they did. I know that, the whole thing right now is people putting that scene to Benny Hill and everything, which I thought.
Oh my God, it's hilarious.
It is. It's really fun. And I even saw one that was like sped up and everything. So
that's the one I liked. The sped up one.
Yeah. You got to speed it up if you're going to do the Benny Hill song and everything. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. And I think that I saw somebody complaining about the truck sinking at the end of that whole scene and saying that they were like groan, typical Walking Dead. But I thought that worked so well in that scene. I don't know, just because it's like, I don't know, any other episode I would have thought, okay, that's going a little bit too far, that they had to lose the truck and everything. But I just thought it worked awesomely in that scene. And plus, it makes it where Jesus is useful in the future. So,
okay. There you go. That's a good setup for the future. The only thing that I had an issue with the whole truck chase scene was it wasn't that long ago. And I realized this is a kinder and gentler Rick. But it wasn't that long ago. Rick was in a car and smacked somebody that he was chasing with an automobile.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was horrible. And when I went back and rewatched this, I'm thinking, oh my God, he could have so easily have just turned into Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oh.
Broke his back.
Yeah, exactly. So thank God he was feeling a little bit better.
Yes, because that scene, that is, it's so weird. The scene where they cut people's throats off at the trough doesn't really affect me that much. I'm just like, okay, moving on. But that scene where he just destroys Bob, it was Bob, right? Officer Bob?
Officer Bob, yeah, we had two Bobs.
Yeah, two Bobs for a second.
Mm-hmm. That was horrible. I hated that.
Yeah, that's one of the worst scenes for me to watch on The Walking Dead. I don't know if it's because I hate it because I love Rick so much, and that was the moment where I kind of, I don't know, like I didn't not like Rick Still, but I was...
You didn't love him as much.
Yeah, I didn't. That was the only moment after, I mean, everything else that he's done in the show, I thought it was warranted. It was deserved, whatever, you know, repercussions happened to that other individual. But that one was the one where, yeah, I felt a little bit off about it, and it just, it was painful, super painful to watch. But I'm glad he didn't run Jesus over. Thank God.
Me too.
They kept him around just for you, because he's pretty.
Oh, God. And you know, even a stunt double doesn't look so bad. So if you're listening to the podcast, you know, I mean,
Mr. there's stunt
not gonna
double.
Be as many women chasing you, so I may have a, I have a. I have a better chance with Mr. Stunt Double, because he was pretty too.
that's true. He was a nice looking guy as well.
He was. I mean, and he didn't have to be, because we never saw your face, dude.
No, well, in Talking Dead, you did, but that was it.
That's what I mean. That's when I saw your face.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so. That it was the only moment you would have saw his face, unless you stalked right. that hard that you're like looking up stunt doubles and you're like, who is this Paul Rovia stunt double? So
it's not out of the realm of possibility of what I would Google.
That's true. This is very true. I'm glad they changed his name, by the way. Just a side note.
Well, it was going to be so confusing.
Yeah, it would have been. If they would have called him Paul Monroe, that would have been confusing. Just like we just talked about the Bob and Bobs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's got to be really difficult to come up with names. Yeah. I would never be able to do that.
And because wasn't Deanna, well, not Deanna, but it was the Monroe family.
Yes.
Was it not? Okay, so from what I understood was they gave Jesus the last name of Monroe just to confuse people in the comic book.
It could be. I mean, Kirkman, sometimes he's a, you know, he's that way.
Well, I thought for the longest time, I thought, well, maybe they are related.
Yeah, if you read his letter hacks at the end of every Walking Dead issue,
yeah,
sometimes he'll say stuff and you're like, okay, is he joking me right now, or is he for real? Is this, because a lot of times it seems like he's spoiling stuff that's gonna happen in future episodes, and then sometimes I think it does come true. So, yeah, I don't know about the Paul Monroe in the comic book as far as like they do it as a to confuse people or anything. I'm not sure. So, well, those were our top three. So I think we're going to wrap up the episode with discussing some listener feedback. And I've got a few questions. I don't know if the listener feedback will cover it, but if it doesn't, then I'm going to get to those questions. Mainly one big question, I think. So, I don't know if you have the listener feedback pulled up right now, but I've got it up. So
awesome. Good for you. I'm Googling, you know, the stunt doubles.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So sorry.
You continue to Google that. Then I'll get a drink of my White Russian here, and cheers to anybody else that's drinking if they're listening.
I guess what I'm having.
Rum and Coke.
Exactly.
Okay, let's start out with...
I'm in a rut.
It's okay. Rum and Coke, it's good. It's your favorite.
It is good. It is.
Nothing wrong with going back to your favorites. Just that's like right. The Walking Dead likes to go back to that well of, you know, trying to scare us. With zombies coming up behind you and you don't pay attention. It's okay. It's okay to go to the well. Jose says, any show that opens up with Boston's More Than a Feeling gets my two thumbs up. I actually had fun. That's a new twist for The Walking Dead. This episode had heart, with a side story of Deanna, Rick and Daryl finding where they stand as far as bringing in new people. That was something we didn't really touch on. We did touch on it a little bit in the instant cast, but I'm not really that concerned with the conflicting ideologies. It makes sense. I mean, Rick has changed, you know, had a change of heart, where Daryl has had a change of heart as well, as in the sense of not wanting to bring people in, but he also just ran into those dickheads that were trying to murder Sasha and Abraham.
Yeah.
So
it's warranted.
Yeah. I think it's okay. So so Jose really liked the episode, and I think we're right there with you, Jose. It was a fantastic.
I didn't really like it, but.
but it's okay. You can.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know.
it's just okay. And then let me see.
Dana, I do have one pulled up.
Go right FYI. Ahead.
But no, it's about kind of about the question that we posed. So I didn't know if you wanted to save that towards.
Yeah, let's get into that. Let's get a few more comments and then let's get into that question. So okay. Joe said, law of averages, bullshit. I wonder what he means by
you and Daryl.
I know. I guess Daryl has some similarities to Joe, or vice versa. He said, I like the episode. Complete 180 from last week's episode, but still good. I like Carl's reasons for leading Deanna to Spencer so he could get that closure for himself. Rick and Daryl on the road with Jesus was awesome. Joe said he laughed tons and tons of times. But he had a question. He said, one other thing. At the beginning when Rick and Daryl are getting ready to leave, we see the wall with all the names on it. Glenn is still on there, albeit a little faded when they tried to wipe it off. Foreshadowing, maybe? And somebody said that, was Reg not on there yet?
You know, I'm going to have to freeze frame that. I'm sure his name was Reginald, something else other than Reg, because Nobody names their baby Reg.
I don't know.
What's your baby's name?
Reggie Miller.
It's Reg.
Yeah, that's true. No, Reg is probably not a typical name. I don't know about that. I noticed it, that there were names on the wall. I didn't really pay much attention to the wall all that much. I did recognize that sign that they put up, though, as people are coming into Alexandria. And that new sign is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It was like mercy for the lost or the weak or something like that. Vengeance for, I don't know. I can't remember the exact phrasing of it, but basically like vengeance for whoever screws with us.
If you're nice, come on in. If you're not, you won't live to tell.
Yeah, we're going to myrtleize you.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Claire says, after listening to the discussion on Grumpy Daryl, I'm shipping Jessel.
Okay, Jessel.
Jesus and Daryl.
Oh, shit. You know, actually, Jessel, that's interesting because didn't I bring that up to you on our instant cast that they seem like they're going to end up being extremely compatible? Now, I didn't really go that direction with them because that will make me cry so bad. I mean, if they take Jesus off the market, that's really good.
And Daryl. Daryl's arms, Jesus' eyes. I mean,
holy crushed. Crap. What a, for sure. They would make pretty babies, though.
That's funny. They'd have great hair, that's for sure.
Yeah, lots of it.
Even though you can't see through Daryl's grease on his, hair sometimes, but I think he's got a very nice set of, you know, head of hair up there.
He does. He's got great hair. And I did notice, I'm such a perv. Holy crap, I'm such a perv.
I don't even know where you're going with this, but
his arms. It was the skin tone of his arms.
Okay, I think
he's got a nice tan.
I think you're borderline Daryling us right now.
Yeah,
except for instead of grumpy, you're just super horny. So
God, no shit. Apparently, I need some in the zombie apocalypse as well.
Exactly. yes, you need to work on that.
Help me, Jesus.
Oh, that was great. I wanted to point out an email that we got that I loved. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the booze is kicking in. This email was from Elizabeth, and I'm going to read this close to its entirety because I thought it was interesting. It says, hey, Kelly and Justin, wanted to drop you a weird note to let you know what happened to me. She said that she is a set teacher for the new Netflix show Stranger Things, which actually comes out on July 15th. And it's got a really interesting cast. You look it up while I'm reading this and then read us some of the names from IMDb because I can't do two things at once because I'm not talented. But she said she was on location shooting and she was listening to our podcast because she's a set teacher. So I don't know what that means to be totally honest.
I am watching a new Judd Apatow show. I can't ever say his last name on Netflix. It's called Love.
Love, yep.
And the main character that's a guy on there is a set teacher. He teaches the young children on the show. They can't go to school, so they have to go to school on the set.
Ah, so, that's what I thought, but I didn't know if it was literally that meant that she was the teacher as they're shooting episodes, in the sense of like Saved by the Bell, you know, they had a teacher that was randomly just up there, and sometimes that teacher got to speak, you know, had speaking lines, but then other times they did not.
Well, I'm just looking at Stranger Things, and there's a lot of kids on there, so.
Okay. So. Who's the main star in that?
Winona Ryder.
Exactly. That's what I remembered. Yes, Winona Ryder. But she said she was listening to our podcast while she was waiting for the kids to
Dang it. And I know where this is going.
Yeah. This is our instant cast. And she says, and then Justin swore. Of course, being a teacher, I screamed language in my head. I know this is a common occurrence and I don't really care. But after about the third time, the school secretary came in and in a very judgmental tone admonished me for playing profane nonsense. So earbuds.
Okay. Justin, if you would have brought that up to begin with, I mean, I never, not one time, thought about us being played in a school situation.
Never. I barely think about us getting played, period. I still am baffled half the time.
Right.
More than 95% of the time that anybody else listens to us.
Well, and we've had people in the past that have said to us that, you know, I try to listen with my kids in the car, but y'all just, you know, potty mouth.
You just keep talking about Merkins and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. Justin keeps laying the F-bombs.
I laid the F-bomb out in the very first 30 seconds of the podcast because I recorded an opening because we, you know, we did something we never have done before where we stopped recording the podcast, but then we had random stuff that we still wanted to talk about. Then we started recording.
And I said,
stay for after the credits, like the Marvel movies. And I put that at the beginning and somehow I related it to Deadpool. And I was like, Deadpool is effing awesome. And I just
nice way to
on.
Go off track. Good God.
Brushing my teeth while I did this.
Seriously, how high were you?
I'm
embarrassed for you.
White Russians, man.
Seriously, I'm super embarrassed.
They're game enders for you. And that was after we finished the podcast and I was done editing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm so sorry, Elizabeth. We apologize for that.
But we do
have to say your secretary, I think she needs to lay off that it's maybe it's nonsense, or no, maybe it's profane. And okay, maybe it is nonsense, but sometimes it's good nonsense.
Yeah. I'm so surprised that. For you to have the F-bomb before me. It makes me feel so good. I love that she called you out and didn't say me. That makes me feel so good. Well, fudgesicle.
I know. Darn fudgesicles.
Yeah.
That's our new curse words.
That'll be it. Yes. There is a lot of little kids in this show. A lot. So
I don't know. I mean, it's a horror movie, right? Or a horror show?
When a young boy disappears, his mother must confront terrifying forces in order to get him back. So I'm excited.
I mean,
it's
gonna
be fun.
She said that she will be at Walker Stalker Atlanta, and some of the cast members will probably be there as well from Stranger Things. So she also really liked the episode because she said at first she thought it was a filler episode, but then she changed her mind because Rick didn't put that ring back on. We got Jesus. Deanna was humanely put down, and Rashawn. Yes. So
yeah.
Nice comments.
David Harbour is it appears like he's the lead actor, and I don't recognize the name, but I recognize the face. He's been in a ton of stuff. He's been in The Equalizer, End of Watch.
I'll have to look it up as well.
The Green Hornet, which did anybody go see that?
I was one of the few.
Yeah. Banshee, Rake.
Oh, man. Banshee is awesome. And I think, I may be mistaken about this, but I think Carrie Skoglund directed some episodes of Banshee. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, you my new favorite. Because Banshee...
Yeah, that's
so, so good. I don't know if...
Yeah, that guy's hot, too.
all these hot dudes.
No more.
Vikings. Maybe she didn't do Banshee, but that's okay. She did Vikings. I mean, yeah. that's Penny Dreadful. Yeah. So no, she's still cool. All right. So okay. So do you? I'm trying to think. Did you want to get into your question that you had?
Well, no. I mean, we can. Yeah. You ready to get into it? Because we posed it in a couple of different ways, but but basically they meant the same thing. We did a little poll on our Twitter page, and I don't even know how it ended up coming out because I really didn't word it right. But basically, we're very excited, obviously, about Rick and Michonne coming together. But as a fan of Michonne, is this going to be something that does this spell doom? Does this put dread and fear into your heart? Because it does just a little bit for me. Because we know in the zombie apocalypse, Rick cannot be happy.
No.
So that was kind of, you know, that was our question to you. I think I liked the way you put it on our Facebook page better. You know, how do you feel about Michonne's long-term chances of survival now that she got lucky with the lead actor?
Yes.
So, yeah. And I did like, I liked one thing about what Sue Ellen had written, which I had never thought about. She said she had mixed feelings about Michonne or Mick, which I never thought about.
No, I never thought about using Mick instead of Michonne.
Yeah, it's not bad. So
no, I kind of like it. I mean, if you're on Twitter and you're hurting for some characters.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of Michonne, you go with Mick.
Which would have been really helpful if I would have had that, because when you do those polls, they give you very limited wording that you can do on the answers.
I mean, you've got characters you get for each one. It's like 15 characters or something.
It's horrible.
Like that.
It is horrible. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, now I can't convey what I want to convey. but she answered, she said, in my honest opinion, Michonne is safe for a long time to come because her character has so much more to give to the Walking Dead story. And God, I hope you're right. She also said that she has mixed feelings about Michonne. If the writers maintain the depth of friendship and respect that has grown between Michonne and Rick, then I am happy. If the writers change their relationship too much for easy, melodramatic storylines, then no, which I wholeheartedly agree. Please don't repeat Rick and Lori's relationship story arc. Yes.
Yeah, please no.
Yeah, and Michonne's character deserves better than that. And, you know, it's funny. Now, that is something I have seen on social media a bit.
What's that?
That Michonne deserves better than Rick.
I've never thought about it that way. Just simply because I'm so happy that they are...
Right, finally
together. They are together, yeah. I mean,
Rick is not the sanest person.
No, but neither is Michonne.
Seriously?
She's not.
A rock. She's a freaking rock.
No, she is not a rock. She is not a rock.
Name one unrock time.
Okay, number one, she walked around by herself with walkers for a long time.
That was survival.
That's survival. What does Rick do? He's out there biting people's necks off to survive.
No, okay, now the biting the neck, I mean, I completely agreed with that one.
They both see people.
Yes, they do see people. Yeah, all right.
I'm telling they're the perfect amount of crazy for one another.
He's a little more crazy than she is, but that's fine.
That's always isn't that always the case? The dude's always crazier.
Okay, thank God.
Just sometimes better at hiding it. even if a woman is not as crazy, they're just used typically not as good at hiding it. That's the only difference.
Because we're very honest with our feelings.
Yeah. You guys are a little bit more vocal about it than
right.
we are.
We don't care. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know about this. I don't know if Michonne deserves better. And I don't know who it would have worked out better with as a character. Because
we
had talked about Sasha, that maybe they were going that route with Sasha's character. But it would have never worked. And there's characters that come into the show. I'm not going to spoil a whole lot of it, but
Sasha and Michonne or Sasha and Rick? Because I don't remember ever
Sasha and Rick.
I don't know. Well, either way, I mean, I don't remember those discussions.
Yeah, we briefly touched on it. Yeah, between like if Sasha would have a relationship with Rick or anything. So, but they definitely Sasha and Abraham, Sasha and. That's really it at this point. Eugene. Eventually, Eugene's got to get lucky. Somebody's going to like the hunky dunky buns.
What kind of woman would you pick for him? Or man, I'm sorry. We're equal opportunity in the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. If I had to think about it right now, if we're shipping people right now.
And I don't even mean necessarily somebody that's on the show. What kind of weirdo is it going to take to be like Eugene?
I think everybody would first go to somebody that's like, oh, this woman is into nerdy things or something like that. But I don't even think that that's the case. I think Eugene, he needs a rock. That's who he needs in his life. And literally, I mean, it could be the Rock himself, like that type of individual. Mm-hmm. Like a badass female, badass dude. That's
the female version of Abraham.
Exactly. That's what he needs. I don't know if there's an individual on the show right now. Maybe I never can remember her name because she doesn't get enough screen time in my opinion.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Not Francine. Is it Francine?
Yeah, Francine.
It is Francine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I like Francine. I wish that she would get more screen time. I don't know what happened. With her, she had such an awesome moment with Abraham.
Yeah, Francine was the one that fell from what do they call that piece of equipment that raises up the bucket in the front?
Yeah, the front end loader or whatever.
Yeah. And she fell and all the Alexandrians were going to leave her behind.
Yeah.
And she was awesome. And we did love her. She was she had a lot of charisma.
Yeah.
And she was a super badass.
Exactly. Put her in the show more often, Scott Gimple. Come on. Yeah. Like you're wasting away an Alexandrian that could have some really cool storylines. But when I say that, then I also think to myself, well, we really haven't seen Aaron at all.
I know. And I miss him so much.
Yeah, I do as well. That brings up a point that I wanted to say. I know we're not talking about we're not done with the Michonne stuff, but this whole trip that Tara and Heath are going to have to go on
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and
what?
I'm vastly worried.
Yeah,
that we're going to get the Tara and Heath adventure
episode.
Yeah, that I don't need it.
Okay, we love Tara,
and I like Heath.
Yes, and well, we don't know him. We don't know him very well.
I like him enough as it is.
Just where he's at, exactly.
From our limited viewings of Heath, yeah. He's got 24 to go do. He doesn't need. We don't need full on episodes. I mean, we haven't seen Aaron forever. We haven't. Mm-hmm. I want Father Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
I want Morgan. What the hell is going on with Morgan and Carol? Like,
yeah, we didn't get any Carol this episode. Is she happy? I doubt it.
Well, I think
even
that's
2 months later,
I think there's a reason why we didn't get Carol in this episode.
Is she dead?
No. I don't
did
think
Morgan
she's
already
dead.
Kill her.
No.
Did she kill Morgan?
No, I don't think any of the. I don't think anybody was killed. Okay. But she would have killed our mood.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would have happened. I think is just that.
I'm afraid the only way she can be happy is fake happy right now.
I think so. Which is sad. Mm-hmm. Somebody was. Oh man, I can't talk about it because it's comic book spoilers. But I there's
Tell
a video.
Me after, after
okay,
the show.
There's a video. I'll just point this video out. Ronnie Hayes, he was on our show a couple of weeks ago as a part of our Walking Dead stories. He created a video because a lot of comic book fans, the main people that are upset, I think, about Michonne and Rick coming together are the major comic book fans, which is understandable because there's certain storylines that happen in the comic books that now they may not have the chance to happen, and they're very good storylines with the characters. And he made a video. It's something about, like, did Michonne and Rick's relationship ruin The Walking Dead forever or something like that, and it's like a question mark. So go watch that video. But he brings up a good point about Carol and a character that could be in the future of the Walking Dead TV show. So I'll just leave it at that. Go check out Ronnie Hayes's YouTube channel. It's Make a Path Presents. So back to Rick and Michonne. Robin said, in response to your two questions, it didn't bother me at all that Rick moved on so quickly. I have been such a shipper of Michonne that there is simply no way I could be upset about the relationship. I got the impression while watching Talking Dead that there hasn't been any sexual relationship between them until that kiss. But she is really worried about Michonne now. So, and we talked about this briefly in the Instant Cast, is that maybe Michonne will take over the role of Andrea from the comic books. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's a major spoiler because Andrea's already dead. Mm-hmm. And we know, a lot of us know that Michonne is alive in the comic books.
What?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, Michonne had a new video game that came out this week. It's the Telltale Games Michonne three-part storyline, which I cannot wait to play. I haven't
downloaded it yet.
Well, I was going to tell you not to play it yet. We've got big plans for things in the future. I think it's okay to start at least teasing these plans that we have. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing a whole lot more content with these plans. And the Telltale games are going to be a bigger portion that's a big part of it that we're going to do.
Not of this particular podcast, of other podcasts and videos and stuff.
Yeah, of other projects that we're going to be working on. So, but I am excited to play that. It's going to fit that game fills in some gaps that the comic books have with Michonne. So I'm really excited. So
did you see the news for, and I didn't know anything about this, the first person shooter that's coming out, the Walking Dead first person shooter that's coming out in 2017? Saw a video on the YouTube about that today.
You know about it. We played it.
I'm bullshit.
Yeah, we played it at Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it's because it was supposed to come out.
Yeah,
this
year. Yes, yeah. It's the Overkill one.
God, that was so much fun. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Especially when you're in a wheelchair.
Yes,
somebody's standing behind you, shaking your wheelchair, and you have on virtual reality headset.
I need to post that video. I have
Do you not ever post it?
No, I never posted it. I think I'll.
That's because you look like an idiot.
I did.
I kicked zombie ass, and you couldn't make your gun work.
Shut your face. I kicked zombie ass too.
You did not. I mean,
did
you,
too. I did
you're
too.
You're like asking the dude, "How do I? The gun won't
dude
work."
Dude gave me a defective gun. That dude was bullshitting. He was like, "Oh man, this dude's coming in here with his mom. I'm about to make him look like a fool."
And he
in front of his mom and his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, I okay. We'll go with that if that's what makes you.
That's
feel
what he. That's what the okay. reality that's is.
Stupid, stupid
We're not going
to
go with that. That's reality right there.
Oh God, that's so funny. Had that been me, like it when we play video games and I pee on the couch, you post those.
I do. I do post those. Those are the best ones. Yeah, I'll have to post that. It's not, you don't get to see any gameplay footage. It's just, you just get to see us playing the game, but it was a really neat setup.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the podcast. I can't remember, but it was a lot of fun and the game, it's going to be fantastic. We did it with the virtual reality headsets and everything. And, PlayStation Which VR comes out later this year. So that's probably
Justin will be getting me for Christmas next year.
Yeah. I hope maybe we can set up a fund for both of us, so people will be like, "Oh, I know you guys are so poor. Here's $2." So
that's true. That'd be awesome.
Here's some money for you guys. I want to point out this last one from Tammy, just because I found it interesting that she gave us a list of people in reference to the. It's basically in reference to the question of you know, are we fearful for Michonne's life now? She says, "Now I'm bummed because people are saying, and I'm thinking, we will be losing Daryl or Michonne or both in the finale." That would be sucky.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It would be terrible. She says, "I'm literally scared to watch it based on the actors' reactions. Anyway, it made me want to rank my core group, Expendables, in order of ease to let go."
Excellent.
And I think that, I thought Robin did the same thing, but no, she just did her top episodes. And this is Tammy's list, and tell me if you agree with it.
Okay.
And this is the core group.
Okay.
Number one, Carol.
T- To lose.
She said she's psychotic and dangerous. Morgan is number two. He's dangerous now. Number three, Maggie. I'm sorry, but they're forcing me to choose, and she is not the most essential person. Tammy has Liam Neeson from Taken, like with the gun up to her head. It's like, I will find you. Exactly. I will kill you.
Forcing her to choose. Okay.
Yes. I'm going to disagree with Maggie is very essential because Maggie's hot.
Yeah. So, and she's pregnant.
And she's hot. So number four, Glenn, man, me and you, Tammy, we used to be tight. We used to be best bros.
Not anymore.
Oh, those are fighting words that you just said, number four, Glenn. She goes, number five, Daryl, this is horrible. Six, Michonne, Rick, it'll never happen. Eight, Carl, kids should be off limits. Number nine is Judith, babies should be immortal.
Tammy.
I like that she's nice. Tammy is very nice.
That is nice. And you, God knows we are not.
No.
So
that baby be...
That,
I'm like,
the first one on the list is
that
Judith.
Baby starts crying.
Yeah. Whoop, the baby's adorable. Adorable. But it's going to be a long time before she actually can help the group out.
Yeah, she's not a contributor.
Right. She can't help the survival. So you got to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, if somebody's got to go.
Yeah, if somebody's got to go, it's Judith.
Yeah.
Judith's got to go.
She'll go up to be in heaven with her mom. What's the worst? That's not bad. And Herschel.
Yeah, and Herschel. I mean, and Tyrese, which Tyrese was basically dad anyway.
Exactly. I mean, and Daddy Shane.
Yeah, Daddy Shane. Yeah, the true daddy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't mind her list, though. I'd have to agree on some of them. Not all of them. If I have to rank people, that's expendable. So
would you do you feel like Carol is the first one in your list to go? Oh, you sucked in slobber off of your teeth.
I did.
That sounds like maybe you agree.
I agree. I do. Of the core group that she's that.
Okay. Do you include Morgan in the core group?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think basically how she has it, everybody that's kind of been from season two minus Judith since she was season three. But yeah, I would, I'd have to say Carol would be my number one. I would probably have to flip flop Daryl with Glenn and Michelle. I mean, okay. Yeah, I'd have to flip flop. I'd need to be doing some changes here because Rick's being, you know, he'd be number nine for me. Then Glenn would be number six. Or no,
wait,
yeah.
You said Rick would be number nine?
Rick would be number nine. Glenn would be number eight. Michonne would be number seven. Daryl would be six. Four would be Maggie. Three would be whoever. Three would be Morgan. Two would be Carol. One would be Judith.
Okay. Okay, so you did an
opposite order. Nine being the most important, one being the least important.
Okay, so you think Carl is the most important?
No. Rick's the most important.
Oh, she only did nine people?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh yeah, she did all nine. So
okay, I got you. Now
this is confusing as hell. This is
a do over where you'll come in later and go F this.
Yeah,
doing it over.
Exactly. I'm cutting this out. No, I'm not cutting anything out tonight because I'm gonna play Fallout after this. But this would be the moment. Would be great if we did this actually live with with a camera. And recorded our audio and our video because then we could have, one of those whiteboards and we could write all this out. So,
yeah, that would be super awesome. I'm sorry. I'm having many orgasms in here. Because I just opened up another one of these boxes.
Yeah.
And I got one of Michonne's pets, which is also a rare one of these little figures. I did good.
You did excellent. That's I haven't looked to see the picture of him or anything on Twitter, but I'll have to check.
Oh, I sent it to you. I didn't Twitter it. I guess I should tweet
it. Twitters. Good Lord.
I know, I'm sorry. I was too busy.
Get with the program, woman.
All right, I'll do it.
Oh, they look so cute together.
Don't they?
They do.
And see, the way I sent it to you was the only way I knew how to timestamp it after bragging about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
But it worked, though, didn't it?
I technically don't know what do you have it by timestamp because
I took a picture of the screen of where I took a picture. You have to open it all the way up. Oh, fuck, I didn't send you the right one. Oh, sorry, kids.
Yeah. Sorry, Elizabeth.
At least I waited all the way till the end.
Yeah, nobody makes it this far.
Okay, all right. Let me send that to you again.
Okay.
No, it won't send it to you.
And then you also got robotic right there. You're like, it won't send it to you. Yes, that was the lovely Skype connection.
That's because
right there.
Your mother robot is running out of juice.
Exactly.
And,
it's closing time for the robotic batteries that you got
yes.
going on.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, on that note,
let's go play some Fallout.
Yeah, I think so. Can I ask you some quick hitters just so we can wrap this up and I won't be thinking about these later?
All right.
These are really quick.
I'm sure. I don't believe you.
All right. This is lightning round.
Okay.
The belt loop.
Skinnier.
Boom. I agree. Do you think Morgan made the traps?
Yes.
Did someone else pull up to Alexandria before Rick and Daryl pulled up to Alexandria? There was a weird edit.
Didn't see it.
Okay.
Pass.
What's up with Enid? Where's she been? What's she doing? Why is she not loving on Carl anymore?
Jeez.
Carl got to get love, too.
Because I was shipping her with Eugene.
Gross. That's gross.
Where do you think she's been? You don't have answers. You just have questions.
I just have questions. That's not my job around here.
Okay,
You're the answer.
Okay.
If I consulted my answer thing right here.
We'd be here forever. Give me another question.
It's magnetic. It works. And it says, it's still going.
What is the answer?
What do you think is the significance of the note in the balloon? Was that meant to be anything?
Yes. It was from other settlements sending out messages saying that they're alive.
Okay. Yeah. And man, that's all I got out of it as well. I didn't know if it had anything like if there was anything that I was missing there. So
it took me, it took me a while. I had to keep playing that back because I couldn't. Teenagers mumble. I couldn't understand what she was trying to say.
I know. I couldn't figure it out either. And then final question. If you saw the little teaser for next week's episode, so slight spoiler alert if you don't ever watch the teasers, where and what do you think is going on that has, I believe it was Abraham, running into the basement of one of the houses of Alexandria?
That was, are you talking about the preview that they showed on,
The Talking Dead, yes.
The Talking Dead. That was scary.
It was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you. We got this super fun, you know,
right.
episode, and then we're going to get people dying next week.
Mm-hmm. And one of the other previews I saw seemed completely different. They didn't even show that clip. But I guess that's their special clip that they show that you can only get during The Talking Dead. I was very scared.
I am too. Do you think that, last question. Do you feel like we lose a character next week?
Yeah, I think that, I'd have to look back. I'd have to look back at how last season went, episode for episode.
Yeah.
Because usually they do follow somewhat of a formula.
They do.
And see if we lost somebody, because I don't think we did.
No.
And if we didn't, then I'm going to say that we do, because they want to mix it up on us.
I think you might be right. I'm kind of worried about next week.
Okay. And do you think it's Abraham?
I do not.
Do you think it's Carol?
I think Carol does something. I don't think she does.
Okay.
I definitely get a feeling
so
that.
You mean something stupid?
If
you just say she does something, bake cookies?
No. Well, we see what happens when she tries to bake cookies. People die. Kids
they
get
do.
Scared.
Mm-hmm.
She's the cookie monster. That's for sure. No. I think that we didn't get her for a reason in this episode, just like we talked about, the fact that I think she would have brought the mood down, because I don't think Carol's in a great place. We haven't seen her with this 2-month time jump, but I definitely think that she's going to be in a very fragile state. And I think that that's maybe what we're going to get is
her losing her mind.
Well, losing her mind, trying to commit suicide, doing something along those lines, trying to endanger her life in this episode. Because I think what we're going to probably find out, and this is just me saying this, I have no clue at all, is...
We all know that about you.
Yeah, that's if you've listened to any podcast before, you should know that by now. I feel like we're going to find out in this next week's episode that she's kind of on suicide watch. You know, like that there's people looking out for her.
Oh, that they have her locked up, maybe?
Yeah. No, not necessarily that they have her locked up, but somebody's always kind of, you know, following her around, making sure that she's okay, you know, checking in on her on a regular periodic basis throughout the day, that type of stuff. So I think it would undermine her if somebody was like, if they had to literally lock her up. I think that would be bullshit of the group.
Yeah,
because she's been such a strong character, and I mean everybody goes through certain phases of their life where they're a little down or, you know, depressed and everything. So it's not that I don't think she can come back from it, but I just get the feeling, just like we talked about with that 101 reasons that Rick and Michonne are perfect, there's mm-hmm. been lots of little subtle nods and little Easter egg, you know, seeds planted, which I don't know, Easter eggs can be planted by seeds or not, but you know, I like to think that they can.
They can. How do you think we get them?
I don't know. I mean, I love the Easter bunnies. I think those are seeds that get planted and Easter bunnies pop out of them. So,
because I guess it was the last time we saw her was after she shot the wolf, right? And she gets that look on her face like, did I do the right thing? Yeah.
No, I'm pumped. I'm just really excited. I know I wrote on Twitter or Facebook, or no, I think Brian from the Walking Dead talk through, you know, was like, you're crazy. This episode wasn't as good as last week's. Obviously that's totally fine. We have a difference of opinion on which episode we thought was better, but I will agree in the sense that we got two really good episodes to me in a row, which is very nice.
Two for two.
And two completely different episodes that had reasons why each one of them would be good. And you could, if you wanted, you could have a valid, like, you could have a valid argument for each one.
Right.
Of which one that you like more, which one is the better episode. So, I mean, I know I'm right, but it's okay.
Yeah, but you're not going to, you know, down him.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna give it to him.
Yeah,
that it's okay that he didn't like it, exactly. Even though he's wrong.
It's okay. Yeah, that's right. We're all wrong every once in a while, except for us.
Yeah, you're just. I mean, you're a big person.
We're humble. Remember?
Yeah, exactly. We're
just
so
the
humble.
Best on earth. The best on planet Earth. So. All right. Well, if you want to email us, you can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can go find us on Twitter and Facebook. Just search The Walking Naked. And we'll be back Sunday night to do our instant cast for episode 11 of The Walking Dead. I have no clue what the name of the episode is, but I don't care. I like to be surprised. I like to have fun. I like to party.
It has something to do with ties that come undone.
Knots ties or something like that. Yeah, that's right. I remember something along those lines. So, and again, little teaser. We've got a lot of stuff that we're working on behind the scenes, and we can't wait to show it off to everybody.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be way fun.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks so much for listening, and we will see you guys on Sunday night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar. I share with you.